But then he understood it was too late. She knew Catherine. She'd talked about Catherine. From that moment on, her fate was sealed. He looked up the street, he looked down the street. The girl opened her mouth. He grabbed her left arm, spun her back against him, and wrapped his other arm around her neck. A small squeak. Yes, no, please don't. One snap, and she collapsed weightless against him. He cradled her into his arms, nuzzling the side of her neck as if they were lovers. Then he smelled it on her skin. Sex. Sweaty, lustful, recent, adult. The desire washed right out of him. He was left supporting the dead weight of an uninteresting body while Trickster tugged on the leash and whined curiously. It was just plain work after that, and not even fun work. Having to lug the body out of view without calling too much attention to himself. Realizing he'd really screwed up now, he was supposed to have used his powers of persuasion to make the girl write a note. Well, that ship had sailed. He'd have to write it himself in his best young girl's script. Yeah, like the police wouldn't see right through that. No doubt about it, his employer wasn't going to be happy. And this right on top of the small little issue of overkilling his last assignment. Mr. Bozu began to get truly resentful. If killing was so damn easy, his employer should do it himself. Honest to God, a little murder and mayhem wasn't everything it was cracked up to be. Take right now, for example. Mr. Bozu was tired. Mr. Bozu wanted dinner. Hell, he wanted a good drink. Instead, he was standing on a street corner with a corpse, forced into faking a make-out session, simply so he didn't look ridiculous. He had to force his brain into thinking fast once more. Okay. He propped the dead nanny in a stairwell. Nice and peaceful, a girl just catching a snooze in the sun. Then he went around the block, and taking a chance he didn't like, hot-wired a car. This would be the end of things, he thought morbidly. He'd get away with murder but get busted for auto theft. Back to the main street, now double-parked with a stolen car, waiting for traffic to pass, then trying to get a body into the front seat of the car without attracting too much attention.
"Oh, honey, you have to stop drinking so much," he announced loudly in an exasperated tone.
Just because no one appeared to be around didn't mean no one was listening. Finally, he had puppy, dead nanny, and the stolen car out on the road. Now he had to get the body to the right place at the right time for the right moment. Shit. He'd engineered jailhouse killings that had taken much less work than this. Good thing Benefactor X had coughed up the extra dough, because this was certainly well beyond $10,000 worth of work. $30,000 wasn't even seeming like such a bargain anymore.